It is March the 30th, 2015, at 5:19 in the morning. And today's message is about attacks against the faith. There are going to be attacks against the faith. They're on the way. And the Lord was warning me. So when I came to prayer tonight, the Lord was on the cross, and he was one mass of bloody flesh. I was beside him, like being on the cross on his left. After a very long time, he was standing on the ground, and I was in his arms, and both of us were wearing crowns of thorns, and he was sobbing. He began, "Bitter, bitter, bitter, what I must do is so bitter. Oh, comfort me, Claire. I really needed you to stay with me today." Well, I got sidetracked. "I'm so sorry, Lord. Please help me be more obedient." Well, you are here now, and I'm glad. Stay with me. Then he launched into the message. As time grows nearer, there will be more and more attacks against the faith and hope, and attacks will get more vicious. The lie about tongues was only a murmur compared to what Satan has prepared to unleash. As an aside here, someone wrote to us that someone on the internet is preaching that you cannot be taken in the rapture unless you have the evidence of speaking in tongues. I couldn't believe that. I just couldn't believe that. That was so outrageous. The Lord continued, "The lie about tongues was only a murmur compared to what Satan has prepared to unleash. The attacks against faith will be ferocious. I want you all to prepare to stand. Insist that your God is right. Stand by me. Insist that your God is right." You know, it occurred to me, guys, when I was writing this, that there's going to be a war starting this week. And that could throw a lot of people into a complete nosedive. So the Lord is really preparing us to hold on. Hold on through really chaotic conditions. "The attacks against faith will be ferocious, and I want you all to prepare to stand. By that I mean to nail all attacks to the wall of lies, and do not allow them to linger in your minds. Do not entertain them, but put them to flight with Scripture." And as he was speaking, I saw this wall, this black wall, and it was just a wall of lies. And I saw someone nailing a white piece of paper to the wall. "Do not entertain them, but put them to flight with Scripture. No weapon that has been made to be used against you will succeed. You will have an answer for anyone who accuses you. This is the inheritance of the Lord's servants. Their victory comes from me, declares the Lord." And this is God's Word translation, Isaiah 54:17. And I like this translation also, the NET Bible. You just heard the kitty walking on my keyboard. Oh, she loves to get in on these. "No weapon forged to be used against you will succeed. You will refute everyone who tries to accuse you. This is what the Lord will do for his servants. I will vindicate them, says the Lord." He continues, "Defend my honor, my brides. Defend me before the accuser. I have told you what will take place. I have told you I am taking you to myself. The enemy will make one last series of attempts to make you fall into unbelief and despair, that he may snatch your soul away from me. In no way are you to believe anything that causes doubt, fear, calumny of me or my vessels unto honor. It is in moments of extreme fear and confusion that the enemy takes advantage and tries to destroy your faith. When you feel these things, you are dealing with a demon. I know how hard it is for you to detach yourself from the emotional state you are in and call down the oppressor. That is why I'm warning you. That is why I'm telling you. Call on me for help. Do not try to fight these things alone. They can overpower you. That is why you must call on me. Defend my honor and hold fast to what you have discerned to be true. Don't let the enemy pry you loose from what you already know to be true. Don't listen to clever arguments and reason with him. When you feel the reality I've given you is threatened, raise a standard and fight. Do not allow it to sink into your heart and mind. We are in a war here, and this is the last chance to take captives. Forewarned is forearmed. Pray frequently, Lord, deliver us from evil. At this point, Ezekiel wanted me to add something, and the Lord said he is right. Any disturbance of peace and joy is the work of a demon. When you feel fear, stop. Use my word and destroy that lie. Fear, anxiety, insecurity, doubt, panic, all of these are weapons of warfare used to disable and destroy you. Doubt, fear, and confusion are signs of demonic intervention. Take up your sword and destroy them before they get a stronger foothold. They will try, but they will come at you from one direction. I will help you fight them off in seven directions. I will scatter them and put them on the run, but I need your cooperation. Claire, try to rest in me. Try to acknowledge that I'm indeed speaking to you right now. Please, this is so important. Don't allow your mind to drift, not even for a moment, okay? Yes, I started to waver while I was listening to him. I said, help me, Lord. He said, I will, and I am. This message is so important to preserve peace. You can already see how the enemy has been at work trying to undo the good that we have done together. Trying to steal joy, plant rumors, denigrate you and all the prophets I have given wisdom to for these hours. You mustn't let them succeed. Defend me, defend my honor, my faithfulness, my commitment to my bride, to bring her joyfully and whole and happy into my kingdom. These things have already sullied my last message to you. By the effects you can see that you are under attack, my brides. When you feel any disquiet in your soul, you are under attack. Do not let the enemy get away with robbing your joy, your peace. Take up the sword and do battle. This interval will not last long, but it will be intense. Forewarned is forearmed. Then I had a question on my mind, and I didn't articulate it to the Lord. I just said, Lord, and he, of course, answered me. Have I not told you I would protect communications? Lord, but they say an EMP attack is the first line of offense before any other move. By the way, that's an electromagnetic pulse attack to knock out computers and all communications, everything. Electronically in the internet, just the whole ball of wax. Then he continued, what they say and what I can do. Well, my love, there's no comparison. I am above their ways, and I intend to use the internet to connect my children until the very last moment. Yes, there will be power outages, and that will affect communications, but I am not allowing it to go down completely. It will only be temporary. Can't you trust me, Claire? See, there goes your pride again. You can't defend it, so you don't accept it. Shame on you. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm just trying to be sure the enemy hasn't gotten in here. Well, I commend you for that, but I see more than that. Some of it really is your human reasoning. But I love you, and I'm not abandoning you, even when you call your God into question. In essence, what you are saying is, are you sure, Lord? I mean, that's the first thing they take out. It's hard to believe that they won't do that. Are you sure? Do you see how utterly ridiculous your reasonings are? Yes, Lord, guilty as charged. I'm sorry. Please help me. Isn't that what I'm doing right now? Well, yes, but I mean, you know, when it first begins to manifest, please remind me of my pride. Please. Yes, I will. But were I to remind you of your pride every time your pride comes up, Well, we'd hardly get anything done, would we? If you say so, Jesus. I do say so. Come on now, let's have a little laugh. I love to play with you and say the unexpected. It's just fun to see you work it out in your mind. Besides, what I am working out in your mind is in the mind of those who listen to you anyway, so they can see what is affecting their faith as well. You mean I'm not alone in this? He answered me, do monkeys swing in the trees? I think that's about all they ever do, actually. Right. I've been dealing with Israel for how many hundreds of years? And still they are an obstinate, unbelieving people? So I know a thing or two about human nature, wouldn't you say? Uh-huh. Very good. Let's move on. Oh, thank you, Lord. This was getting a bit embarrassing. My love, your faults are common to all mankind. And did I not tell you before I looked about for the least qualified candidate to serve me in this capacity, and I found you? Now what's to be embarrassed about? Don't you see how singularly special you are? Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I'm indeed blessed by my singularity. Well, don't think for one moment that I love you any less for it. In fact, it endears me to you and all my brides who see their littleness. This is the robe of humility Rick Joyner talks about, and Paul as well when he talks about boasting in his weaknesses. It is a mark of predestination to be so empty, poor, and frail that in order to succeed you must have my grace. In heaven it's a great distinction. I wish that all my brides would see things that way. It would close a major door of attack against you. You see, the enemy is always downgrading and lying. You were so stupid. What do you know? What do you think you are? God speak to you? Ha! Huh. You've got to be kidding. You're a failure. You'll never amount to anything. Look at all your sins. Then he loves to stir you to sin through jealousy. Look at so-and-so over there. Now that person is something. They're brilliant and qualified. But you? You'll never amount to anything. Everything you believe is a lie anyway. You'll see. So, my brides, do you see how wide open this door of insecurity is? Do you want to shut it? Just tell them, yes, all of that is true, but I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. End of argument. Shut those voices down, and my God is faithful to protect and instruct me. Now, if the voice tries to slander my character, I do expect you to defend me, dear ones. Rise up and defend my honor. How blessed I am when you shut them down like that. You see, I'm giving you a few lessons in fighting off the attacks of the oppressor, what he's planned for you. Please, pay closer attention. Then the Lord stopped for a minute, and, you know, I just wanted to say here, we saw that movie, God's Not Dead, and that's what he did. That's what that young man in college did. He stood up for the Lord. He defended God. I think that movie's very timely and a wonderful example to all of us to stand our ground and to stand up for the Lord. The Lord began again, my bride has something to say to you, don't you, Claire? What did you tell me earlier? Lord, I forgot. About lots of teachers and voices? Oh, right. Okay. Well, I did a video on this before, and I'll try to remember to put the link at the end of this video, but we've been getting letters galore from brides who have been badly shaken by lies that cause them to believe they will not be raptured. I guess what I want to say, guys, is be careful. I know how strong curiosity is. You're listening to someone who has that vice in spades. But Jesus is bringing it under control. We all want reassurances that God is good and we're going to be taken. We all want to know that it's coming right now. We all want reassurance about so many things pertaining to the rapture. But this can lead to spiritual indigestion and confusion. when you listen to a lot of people, you have to sort out all the things they say and, you know, compare them and say, well, this one says that and that one says this. And it can get pretty confusing after a while. Sometimes we search out of insecurity, and the Lord has told me more than once, when your spirit bears witness that you've been given the truth and it is anointed, don't continue to search. This is a sign of a weak faith and unbelief. Rather, meditate on what you've been given. Hold on to it and don't let curiosity draw you into a trap, because it surely will. You see, the enemy uses curiosity for just about every sin he wants us to commit. He knows that good people will not listen to evil things, but if he can get us to be curious and looking into various sources, he can cause confusion, which can lead to unbelief and a crisis in faith. And that's what we've been dealing with this week. Several people have had a crisis in faith. Especially right now, with the Lord warning us that the enemy has planned to derail our faith. So let's be very, very careful who we listen to. If we've found sources we know to be sound and they've contributed to our understanding, consider being very careful not to drink from the questionable waters of other sources. I'm reminded of a scripture the Lord frequently gives me to warn me that I'm wandering out of restlessness and curiosity. Drink water from your own cistern and fresh water from your own well. Proverbs 5:15. He gives me this when I get curious and get on the internet and listen to everybody that I can find, you know, before I get totally burned out and wiped out. And later on, he reproves me and tells me that I've been drinking water from other cisterns. And, you know, in that is kind of a little bit of a quip. Isn't my cistern good enough for you? The Lord says. I feel a little guilty and I repent. Or I feel a lot guilty and I repent. That scripture in Proverbs is addressing immorality, but I think it also applies to teachers and sources of information. Let's be careful not to catch a bug from infected waters, especially now when time is short and stakes are high. My thought is that if you're getting restless, and this is exactly what we do, so I'm just sharing it with you, and you want more of Jesus, and you just want to feel good about the Lord and Him coming, watch a good holy movie like God's Not Dead, Jesus of Nazareth, or your favorite Jesus movie, or even something like Princess Diaries. Please don't laugh at me. This is about the transformation of a supposedly ordinary girl into a princess and later a queen. And this is what we, as the bride of Christ, are looking forward to, after all. I mean, that's what the Lord's going to do. He's going to transform us, and He's going to train us, and He's going to bring us back after the tribulation, and we'll be administrators of His kingdom. Well, I think that's enough to chew on for now. I just wanted to ask you to be careful so you don't get hurt and so no one steals your joy. And then the Lord broke in towards the end of this and He said, except I would like to add, my brides, if you are faithful to take this word to heart and be obedient, I will be faithful to protect you from the traps of the enemy to lead you into fear. My blessing is upon all of you. Let nothing frighten or disturb you. I am your God, and you are my bride.